Jessica Bedore's 15-month driving prohibition had nearly expired when she was nabbed behind the wheel north of Sault Ste. Marie in June. An automated license plate reader alerted an Ontario provincial police officer that she was a suspended driver as she traveled along Highway 17 in Goulet River. The Sudbury woman pleaded guilty to driving while prohibited when she appeared, via Zoom, in a Sault Ste. Marie courtroom Friday. Ontario Court Justice John Condon heard the officer stop the 35-year-old woman near Post Office Road on June 5. Bedore received the suspension after she was convicted of over 80 on April 8 of last year. The Crown and defense jointly called for an elevated $3,000 fine. Prosecutor Karen Pritchard said the Crown wasn't seeking a further license suspension because it's not mandatory under the criminal code. The prohibition order had almost expired at the time of the offense, she told the court. Defense counsel Richard Garrett said his client's only source of income is $700 from Ontario Works. She suffers from a mood disorder and other mental health issues, the Thunder Bay lawyer told Condon. Bedore worked as a dancer, but hasn't been employed in 2.5 years because of COVID. She is anxious and eager to get back to work, Garrett said, adding she needs to drive to travel for work. He called the fine appropriate, and asked for an extended period of time 12 to 24 months to pay the penalty. Garrett also asked the judge to take into account Bedore's precarious financial situation, and not impose the victim fine surcharge. Condon said he wasn't going to impose a criminal code prohibition order, but there will be a suspension under the Highway Traffic Act. This will result in a further loss of your license, he told Bedore. Don't complicate your life by driving. Noting she has enough struggles, Condon suggested she should get on with her life. You don't need to keep coming back to the criminal justice system. Referring to the fact that Bedore had almost finished her prohibition when she was charged, he suggested, almost is not good enough. The judge imposed the $3,000 fine, gave her 24 months to pay it, and said no to a victim surcharge.